Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's a guy who, with everything that went on in this episode, I might have a recap for you that lasts about 10 seconds. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Rob Has a Podcast here on Wednesday night. Supposed to be veto night. I guess we need some stuff to show in the two-hour episode tomorrow night. So lots of stuff going on there, but we will have lots of fun with this episode tonight with our panel. Let's welcome in back with us. So excited to see AJ Norris. AJ, how are you?
I'm so excited to be back. I'm so excited to talk about this season. This season has been something, and like I'm just happy to be here. It's fun. And honestly, Rob, I'm not going to lie to you. If you need someone to put on the block, I will volunteer myself. I'm okay with it.
You will? You're listen, okay with that?
It's not Are like I'm going to sure? go home or anything. Of course, I'm sure. I got my alliance backing me. Y'all ain't going to plan the blast by side of me or nothing like that. So we're good. We're good.
Okay. All right. So, well, you know, don't pooch yourself, okay?
I'll pooch you.
All right, AJ, nice to Bless have you here with us. Yes, of course, back with us from so many of your favorite podcasts, like the Drag Race Rehap Up, the Masked Singer Rehap Up, the B&B, and From Science, please welcome back Liana Boris.
Thank you, Rob. And even if it's only 10 seconds, I still love you. Okay. So, and I'm all about you, and I still want to keep doing this.
Just so bad at podcasting sometimes.
It's okay. Can we take this to the next level? I'm still into it, though, even if it's only 10 seconds.
Okay. All right. Just get too excited. Okay. And then here with us once again, what a great day this has been for me personally, because this is my second podcast with this woman. Please welcome back the great Maggie Morgan.
Hey, everybody. I would like to put it out there that I would like this to go on for longer than 10 seconds. You know,
ideally.
That's what I like. Yeah. Ideally, like I would rather be here.
You just give it like
seconds.
A little bit. We could do another one later on tonight.
Yeah. Maybe like get a crock pot going and we can just, you know, have a party here. But I mean, we got to spice this up somehow, guys. That episode sucked. Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah. Speaking of that episode, I'd say
that was a blunder.
Yeah. The blunder. The blunder. Yeah.
It was a miss.
I don't know. That veto competition, though, guys.
Babe.
Come on.
Did you see Jasmine walk up those steps?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. Something definitely takes longer than 10 seconds.
All right. We've got a lot to talk about, of course. We'll talk for a lot. I don't know if we have a lot to talk about. And we will get to your questions. Post them in the chat. Okay. We will star them. Also, robswebsite.com/bbquestions if you have any to send our way. Then we've got a lot of stuff tomorrow. Taryn will get you ready for eviction day coming up on Thursday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern. And then we will be live at checks time 11:15 p.m. Eastern time for a podcast after a two-hour big. They can't start the two-hour episode at 8. Okay. So if anybody's going to be up late, we'll be here 11:15 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday night after the house gets split into two. Real quick, do we like this twist coming up on Thursday night?
I'm excited for it. I'm really interested to see how it's going to play out. I think we're going to have essentially two final five situations. I don't think it could be worse.
Yes.
Right?
I think it'll be fun. I'm excited.
Liana, would it be scientifically accurate to call this house mitosis tomorrow?
We're splitting in two, baby. Mm-hmm. Although that does imply that the DNA, the nucleus, the brain of the cell exists on both sides. And depending on the way the house splits up, we might have a brain on one side and not on the other. But who knows? We'll find out tomorrow.
Liana, isn't that what we already have?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, some people are rubbing their brain cells together like they're trying to make fire.
Oh my
and
God.
I know I'm bringing a Survivor twist in here. But,
oh, my God. Know. Okay. All right. So really, this was a night about really talking about what would happen if the veto was to be used. We really were seemingly like in on all of these conversations about who should come down, who could go up, what could happen. What is Taylor thinking if the veto does get used? And ultimately, we didn't even get to the veto ceremony. It does seem like a weird spot to do the 2-hour episode tomorrow night when we are ultimately going to tomorrow will not be the double eviction, just to be clear. The double eviction actually will come in a 1-hour episode that will be 1 week from Thursday. So Maggie, tomorrow night, we've got to get to the veto, and then we'll get to our regular eviction, and then we'll see two HOH competitions and the house ultimately split in the 2-hour episode?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that there will probably be a bit of Kylissa content during okay. that time. That would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see some of that.
I think we have more time than we have for Kylissa content. That will not eat up a big part of the episode. We could Perhaps. Do that in a TikTok. Yeah. We don't need a 2-hour episode for that.
Oh my. Mm-hmm. It's the dancing. Even when he was up there on the veto competition and he was like TikTok dancing, I was like, Kyle, put the arms down. Take a deep breath. Feel your feet on the ground.
Sure.
One of his TikToks came up on my For You page, and I was like, what have I done wrong?
Oh my gosh.
It was one of the like, do, do, do.
Oh, and then he answered questions.
Yeah. But it was like, I don't know if it was pre-filmed. It was about the Big Brother house, obviously. You know, he's not Paul. You know, he's not taken out of the house to play Candy Crush and brought back in. He's not taken out to make TikToks and comes back in. So
before he went into the house, he made a video answering questions about going into the Big Brother house?
Okay, two theories. Theory number one, this is video footage that he had recorded for another TikTok and someone, maybe his mom, I don't know, is reposting with new captions.
Yeah.
Or he just like recorded a bunch of generic TikTok stuff. But like that trend is older. So I assume that's the case.
Yes, because he is a man who will be asked many questions when he gets out of the Big Brother house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a good thing he has that video on ready to go.
I saw also, like, I don't know. You know, I didn't do any investigative work. Okay. I didn't go to the TikTok page myself. But I saw somebody, I think the Great Chappelle, retweeted that Kyle's mom was like posting TikToks that were like in drafts on his page. And it was like, thirst traps, and like the caption was like, found some traps in Kyle's drafts. And again, I don't know if this is fake news, so I don't want to be spreading fake news, but if it's real,
the chat will know.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. The chat, let me know. If it's real, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
What's wrong with a mother supporting her son in all of his endeavors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your mom should never have access to any of your social media drafts.
Yes, I completely agree. But it's interesting because what's her long-term game plan here? Is it like get other women to come into his DM so he's distracted? Is it like an anti-Alyssa plan?
Perhaps.
She is so anti-Alyssa. He's like, any woman come get my boy. Like, he can do better than this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Alyssa, you can do better than Kyle.
Yeah, Chad is saying that mom is running the account right now, so maybe that's why she has access to everything. But
we love a good mom.
Yeah. It is real. They're saying that what I reported is real. So,
you know what? Not to go galaxy brain here, but maybe mom is thinking like distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Change the subject.
Nothing can distract from this, Mom. Sorry. This is the big news of the week.
Yeah. In other news, look at this. Thirst traps. What? Yeah. Okay. I guess, why don't we talk this through and see what we can find of interest to talk about here from tonight? I did think it was...
Do we have to?
I'm open to other suggestions.
No, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We got a lot of, you know, Taylor's HOH, you know, she had a lot of conversations with Indy and with Terrence, and she's not really painting a clear picture for anybody. She's telling both of them, hey, I'm with you. I want you to win the veto, use the veto. Terrence seems to feel like, look, I got to see what this plan is. Let's get the veto used. We want to see what Taylor is really up to. Terrence is feeling like Taylor and Monty have something going on together. Yes, he's right that they are on the same page.
Yeah. But those two aren't like really like together. I think this was just remnants of Nicole and Daniel and what they were pushing. And Terrence, like, you know what? I will keep your legacy going through jury. We're going to ruin Taylor. Like, that's what it is. But I feel like Taylor really did a bad job with this HOH, especially with Terrence, because I think Taylor has a valid reason to put Terrence up. Like, yo, Terrence, I heard you were actively campaigning against me. Like, you don't have to like do this whole facade. Like, she don't have any deals with Terrence or made any promises to Terrence. So I think if there's anyone you could be like, yeah, you're just going to be on the block, you have to deal with it, it got to be Terrence. And listen, Terrence is already crapping on her because she was like, you're just a pawn. Like, if you're telling her, you know what, I want you on there because you did me dirty, he's going to crap on you anyway. So like, baby, what's the issue?
Yeah, it's definitely remnants. Totally agree with AJ, the gospel of Daniel, that Daniel was saying, like, these guys are all working together. You definitely gotta, you know, be careful of them. And so that's definitely where Terrence is coming from. And I mean, the logic in his diary room session was not wrong. If you want two people that are going to win the veto, you're really going to put up me and Indy. So, you know,
Leon, he won. He also did.
Yeah, that was funny.
Good commentary from DJ Showtime tonight. He showed up, he showed out. You know, I was here for it.
Yeah.
Yes, and then got a score of 0. So, but he was onto something that Daniel told him. So.
Yeah. Okay. And then Taylor, we see her talk to Indy and tells Indy, win the veto. Yeah, go for it. And so. And if Taylor wins the veto, Indy says, or she tells Indy, she's going to come down. So she's making Indy feel, I guess, somewhat secure on the block for reasons.
Yeah.
For reasons.
There was some weird logic that Taylor gave about like women winning competitions and women got to win more competitions. So I'm giving you the opportunity to play and then we'll get another woman and we'll win some competitions. What? Yeah. Like that. The logic never really made any sense in the first place.
We did hear Taylor seem concerned about not wanting Indy to go home on her HOH. She didn't want a woman to go home on her HOH. Was this something that was actually a concern for her, or is this more of something that kind of came up just in the diary room, but not a real part of her thinking based on what we saw in the live feeds?
Well, like from the beginning, like of the season, Taylor has been like a person that was like pro to women. Like she wanted to see women dominate the season from like the very start of the game. So the Taylor being now like, I did not want a woman going home on my HOH makes perfect logical sense to me, especially she has concrete evidence that Terrence was trashed on her. Like it makes perfect sense for me why Terrence is her main target. And like she even started off, we saw in the last episode, she was like, yo, Turner, you ready to be a pawn for me? Even though I had all the women, she was like, you know what? If not Turner, Monty, baby boy, you got this. Like, so listen, she tried hard. She tried hard not to put a woman up.
Yeah, which is such a missed opportunity for the women, knowing how hard she was going to ride for the women in the house.
Could be not a girl's girl, though.
I don't know. Could be a guy's girl. You never know. But I think that, look, Taylor's HOH has been incredibly chaotic, but that has been one semi-consistent through line is that at least she doesn't want a woman to go home, of course, until, you know, Joseph gets in her ear and everybody says that Indy needs to go home. But I mean, in the conversations with the leftovers, she was very much like, look, I put them both up. I want Terrence to go, but I'm fine either way. So we did see her even start to fold as early as after nominations.
We got some of Joseph from the Five Swatter point of view. And I did think that it was a little bit interesting that, okay, we saw Joseph really talking up like, oh, I get information from all these people. That's why I got to talk to them. But I did think that it was interesting to get the diary room from Jasmine, where Jasmine kind of gave us the sweet Joseph. What a fool, because we're actually using him.
So we're using him to milk her like a dairy cow and bring all that information back to us.
Now, is that real? Is that really what's going on? Where is that about why the five swatters are created? That they think that they're actually using
Robert.
Joseph? No,
Robert.
No. I'm dumb dumb. Yeah.
Oh, that's why the five swatters. I mean, maybe. I think that's probably what Jasmine legitimately thinks is happening. But if what? No, of course not. It was formed because nobody else talks to them.
Yeah, no, I don't think that that's what's actually happening. Like, I don't think Joseph is actually providing information, but is that like, do we give like an ounce of agency to Jasmine of thinking like, okay, this is my master plan. I'm actually using that idiot Joseph to get information.
Like, listen, Joseph is a fool, but not for that reason. And like, I think there is, he does be like, oh, Taylor has a crush on me. Taylor's like spilling her game to me, to the girls. And so I think Jasmine would obviously think, because he's saying those things, he's like, ah, Joseph is in my pocket. Joseph has no allegiance to Taylor. When really, Joseph, as we see in the episode, Joseph doing a 180. Joseph, like, he ain't with you, baby. I'm sorry. You're the fool. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think that Jasmine's plan is actually working. I just thought it was interesting to get her side of things, that what she thinks is going on. Yeah.
It's giving a bit of Puppet Master Raven vibe. Which we love.
We love that.
You know, oh, listen, I have been tooting the horn. Toot, toot. I love Jasmine. Keep her here. Good TV. Does anybody else want good TV? Like, I am loving what Jasmine is giving us. Like, through the pre-jury, she gave us, off the top of my head, I could list five iconic Jasmine moments from the pre-jury. But like, yeah, no, she has no idea what she's doing or what's going on. And it's all the more laughable that she's in the DR. Like, yeah, Joseph. Oh, sweet Joseph. He's got no clue what's happening.
Yeah.
She's just here for vibes.
Yep. She had the audacity to say, Joseph, not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Yeah, this whole situation is wild because it was originally conceived, poor choice of words, by the leftovers.
In
a sense to allow Joseph to hang out with Taylor in a fomance type situation so that they could spend more time together and it wouldn't be weird. And then they could, Joseph's line was like, well, I'll get information from Taylor. So that I do believe, I mean, Jasmine wholeheartedly believes this, but she believes a lot of things. So, doesn't mean it's real.
Okay. We see Taylor and Joseph finally talking that Joseph has an idea about maybe we should backdoor Alyssa this week. Now, Taylor had made promises to Alyssa and to Indy to keep them safe. Taylor says, I would prefer not to do that if that was possible. Could we not do that? But this is a important move for Joseph to want to get Alyssa out of the house.
Oh, the Alyssa targeting. Yes.
Yeah.
He should want to get her out, Joseph. Yes. Like, that's the best thing for his game, to cut Kyle's power source off at the knees, because he absolutely has Indy and Jasmine way more than Kyle does. If he can get Kyle to have no other outside options than the leftovers, like, this is the correct strategic move for Joseph in this moment, for sure.
Whether he wants it or not.
Exactly.
Dragging him there. But yes, we eventually got there.
Yes. Is it possible, though, that without Alyssa in the house, Kyle has nothing to do except think about the game?
Ooh. That's a good point. Essentially, use Alyssa as a distraction.
She's a number in the house and a bridge to some other numbers. But, like, you know, the man can't think while Alyssa is in the house.
But listen, if Alyssa is out of the house, the only people remaining are the people that aren't going to be in Cookout 2.0. So, like, he can't work with them, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
So ridiculous.
Hmm. I mean Kyle did have 2 days last week where he didn't really do anything because he was just cuddling with Alyssa. So like maybe this is a valid strategy. But I think as AJ clearly points out that, mm-hmm. you know, when we talk about the leftovers fracturing, which we got foreshadowed at the beginning of this episode, and then also the
Brittany really hyped it up. Yes.
Yes. And I don't know if they're trying to prepare us for the split house because, mm-hmm. you know, who knows what's gonna happen when the groups are split up and now you might have shots being taken one direction or another. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely a lot that's bubbling under the surface that the show hasn't exactly addressed yet. So I'm very curious to see if they're going to do that in the lead up to the house sort of splitting into.
Yeah, I know a lot of the fans were hoping that that would come up in the episodes, especially because like it has not been part of the storyline that we've seen on the shows about part of the reasons why the leftovers are splitting up, because Kyle is under the impression that the people of color in the house are working together to form some sort of other alliance, a la a Leftovers 2.0. And he needs to be proactive to organize against. And so that is sort of driving a lot of the friction in the house, which would be important to set up, especially going into how this split house is going to ultimately unfold on Thursday. Now, maybe we get that in some way in the 2-hour episode where we'll have more time, but I wouldn't bet on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a cookout 2.0. This was really interesting because it started about 2 weeks ago when Kyle sort of started having these conversations specifically with Brittany and Michael. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he's talking about it with Alyssa, I guess, a little bit too. But essentially, he had the theory that the people of color within the house were all working together, which is why, I mean, originally, this was, I believe, Nicole. Was this Nicole's week?
Because she talked about the sorority and the fraternity thing. She's the one who put it in her head that it might be because she said that Taylor and Monty were in sister sororities and fraternities that are like traditionally black fraternities and sororities. And Taylor's not in that. Like she was completely incorrect to begin with. But before she left, she was like, there's an unbreakable bond that can't be broken there. And Kyle has taken that incorrect information and spun it out now for 2 weeks saying that they're all here for the same why, you know, like kind of referencing what the cookout did last season, saying they're all here for the same why. So that must be what's going on, which is why he's forming a counter alliance full of Alyssa, Turner, Michael, and Brittany. That's his like main laser focus at the moment.
And it's very unfortunate and hurtful, considering if you look at the people who came in, like almost all of them, except for maybe Taylor, was like, I have no intentions working with other people of color. Like Amir was like, nope. Nicole was like, no. Monty, Jasmine, like Terrence, like none of them were like, we may be skin folk, but like we ain't rocking together this season. And like if Kyle just opened his eyes, like, and see what the board is for what it is. Like Taylor is close to Michael and Brittany. Like those are Taylor's people. Monty, there is no reason why Kyle's not Monty's number one ally at this point. Monty rocked with him. If he listens to how Terrence talks about Taylor, the way Jasmine talks about Taylor, like these are people that do not have this common why of why they're here. Like these people have their own agenda and almost every one of them wants another person to color out, like full stop. Like, so the fact that he's like continually pushing this, it's like very hurtful and disgusting in my humble opinion. And like, sure, there's some biases and I like would like to see people learn from this, but it's hurtful. And I would like to acknowledge something about Taylor's HOH when she said, I'm not going to put up Jasmine because she's a black woman. And I think there were some good conversations. Hannah Chada, you talked to recently. Tiffany was talking a lot about this on the Winner's Circle. Go back to Sasha and Mari. They talk great about things about this. But like, if you look at the history of Big Brother, and I understand what the cookout did last season, and that was awesome and great. And I was here cheering it on every step of the way. I loved it. And we saw Xavier, our first black winner. But if we look at Big Brother and society as a whole, there's another common thing that has not been addressed, and that's how crapped on Black women are. Like, the moment that the cookout got to the final six, the first two women that were gone were Tiffany and Hannah Chada, because they're a Black woman. If you look at Big Brother 22 All-Stars, you have four Black people in the house. The first two Black people were gone are the women. You look at BB 21 with Kemi, the way that she was bullied and traumatized in that house, the way that Taylor was traumatized in this house, period. Like, Black women are mistreated in this game and in society, and it's like, I understand it hurt me, because Jasmine obviously do not share the same sentiment as Taylor, but Taylor says in this moment, I personally cannot put up a Black woman, and by the time when she says that, I'm like, I don't agree with, but I get it, because we see constantly, time and time again, like, no matter how hard the Black women work, they get crapped on. If they think self-interested, they're the devil. If they show any form of emotion, they're an emotional being, even though if they even stand up for themselves, now they're going to be a loud figure in this house. Like, Black women cannot get a break in this house and in the game. And like, I know before they did this 50% plus initiative, yeah, I remember talking to many people that are Black, and it's like, why would I watch a show where people like me are mistreated, they never get to succeed, and I don't like to watch stuff like that. And I was like, I personally get it. So me seeing Taylor do that for Jasmine, I respect it. I wouldn't have done it, because Jasmine does not respect Taylor like that. Like, Jasmine and Terrence just earlier this season, I was like, Taylor's not a real Black woman. That hurt. Like, when I heard a statement like that, that's like a disgusting statement to make for them. But at the end of the day, like, I have to respect Taylor for what it is. And that's just a roadblock that y'all have to contend with, like, full stop. Like, that should not be an issue. Like, the same way that Kyle was like, I don't want Alyssa to go home. Like, that's fine. That's his personal reasons. Live with it. That's what Taylor's saying. I don't want Jasmine in this house, but I'm not going to be the person sending Jasmine home. So that's all I have to say. That's all.
Wow. AJ, that was incredible.
Listen, it comes out every now and then. And
yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that. Well done. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, right? Big Brother is a reflection of the real world. Mm. And so mm-hmm. I think that what Kyle, some of the behavior that Kyle is exhibiting is, you know, part and parcel for what we see in the real world as well, which is why I think a lot of people are frustrated. But I think also, if you look at it from a game perspective as well, if you say, hey, all of these people are in an alliance together and they're not, that's a bad read. And that's a bad way to move in the house, because you're operating on a false assumption. If you're like, hey, all of these people, they have the same zodiac sign, they're definitely working together, it doesn't matter really what the reason is. It just so happens that his reason is rooted in, you know, this implicit bias and something that comes from society that's been stemmed for years and years and years and years. And years. But it's like, it's such a bad move, because he's putting himself in a bad position because he's having this read. I think he absolutely could have built his relationship with Monty and been in a better place. Now, you know,
he could have won the game.
Yeah, he's cut himself off completely.
He's cut off his nose despite his face.
Yes, that is exactly correct. And that is, you know, the game ramifications of behaving in this way as well.
Yeah. So one thing that I would love some more background on, because, you know, I am not in these live feed streets so many people are, to the degree that they're following them. So when Kyle had, I know Kyle has said these things to the camera, but when he says these things to the other players in the house, like, what is the reaction when he talks to the other white players about this idea?
So the only people he's really spoken to about this are Michael and Brittany. He really hasn't said anything.
Not even Alyssa?
To Turner. No, because Alyssa doesn't know about the leftovers.
Got it.
So not at least in conversations that I've seen, please correct me if I'm wrong, but because he's trying to work on Michael and Brittany and getting them to turn on the other people, he keeps bringing up, you know, they just all have the same why. They have the same why. And, you know, Brittany pushed back a little bit today and said that she didn't like the optics of the conversations that they've been having. But Michael stayed pretty quiet about it. And what Michael and Brittany are really trying to do is stoke the flames between the leftovers so that they explode and, you know, they don't, so that they don't have to go to seven with them, because they don't feel like that's a winning position for them. They want the leftovers to break apart before then. So they did a lot of work this week to kind of drive a big wedge between Taylor and Kyle specifically, because they were the two people who won power. So yeah, Brittany said something about it today. And then privately, Brittany and Kyle have both said, or Brittany and Michael have both said to each other that they don't like the way that Kyle's talking, but they haven't, Michael hasn't said anything to him personally. And Brittany only said something today. And I did just want to go back to your point, AJ, that you were talking about with Taylor's reason of not wanting to put up Jasmine and Kyle's reason of not wanting to put up Alyssa. They won, okay? Everybody in the house, they won power. They can do what they want with power. There are people outside of their alliance that they're targeting. Taylor has said that if there were no other options that she would put up Jasmine, but she's not doing it. So listen, when they have the power, they can do what they want with the power. The way that Kyle didn't want to use the veto to put up because Alyssa would get put up. When you win, you get to choose. So that's that, in my opinion.
I agree with your opinion, Maggie. But I will say, like, 100% what Maggie said, and it's I respect Michael and Brittany as game players, full stop. Like, I think they are, like, two of the best in the house right now, bar none. However, it's not the shutdown that I would like for it to be from them, because I do believe if, like, Michael or Brittany shut it down, I don't think Kyle will be, keep going on this as much as they are. And yes, Brittany pushed back a little, and wasn't it then be like, okay, we can bring in Terrence. And then it's like, we're bringing in Terrence just so that way we don't look like it's we're targeting all the black the people of color on one side. Because look, we got Terrence now. And it's like, oh, that's not a good look. And Michael being like completely silent, it hurts. It sucks. Like, you could just be like, listen, I think Monty's a threat in this game. I think Joseph is a threat in this game. Like, full stop, I would love to target those two. Taylor, I don't know, because Taylor's might be Taylor. This situation was a mess, but like, Taylor might be good for us later on or something like that. Like, anything besides just like silence and complicit. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. You saying to the cameras, like, oh, or to other people, like Brittany, like, oh, I don't like how Kyle said what Kyle's saying and that stuff. Like, that's fine and dandy, but like, when in the situation, you're not saying anything. Right. You're not speaking up. And because you're not speaking up, you're letting this flame grow. And you letting this flame grow does nothing but hurt us. Yeah. Like, full stop.
So am I correct to say that? So Michael and Brittany, while they don't believe what Kyle is pushing, but they do see it as a means to an end to, hey, we need to destabilize the leftovers. And so that, you know, letting Kyle go down this path is a means to be able to destabilize the seven-person alliance, which benefits us.
Yes, because this seven-person alliance did not benefit them. Like, those two, like, they need to find any reason so that way this seven-person alliance is not the final seven. Like, how many times has Michael said, you know what, my final five includes Taylor, Andy, Jasmine, Terrence, with some combination of those. How many leftovers do you hear? Only one of them. Like Michael, Brittany, they do not need these people. It's not good for them long-term, because Michael would have been gone early. It is. Brittany does not have the agency to win the game with this alliance. So I get that. However, I was also on the podcast during BB Canton being like, I didn't like it when Kevin, even though I respect Kevin as a game player and like him as a person, like when it was like the people of color on one side and all the white people on the other side. I don't like it here either within the leftovers, where the people of color on one side, white people on the other. Like, you can change his narrative. Like I said, Taylor is good with you. Like, you could rock with Taylor. And also, pause, Michael, Brittany, y'all did a bad job this week. Like, the fact that Taylor's HOH was so messy, and y'all had so much sway, why the heck is Joseph over here dictating her HOH? This is not how this should go. That's a mess. and also for Kyle, and it's very wild how, like, now Joseph, Monty, Taylor, they're looking at each other like, you know what, maybe we should do something together. Like, you're fulfilling your prophecy. Like, they would not come together if y'all was not, like, acting the way y'all were acting. So,
yeah.
That's how I feel.
So part of it also, if we actually remember Michael's HOH week, this is when Kyle came to him and Michael contemplated backdooring Monty. that week, right? And or, well, I guess not backdooring because they were on the block already because the festy bestie twist. But that started that week when Michael was HOH and Brittany was actually the one being like, no, we shouldn't do this. And then when all of the people that Kyle was saying were working together all came up pitching Monty needs to go, Monty needs to go, Monty needs to go, then finally, I think Michael realized like, oh, they're not actually working together. But mm-hmm. I think that there was a genuine concern about that group in that week. Now fast forward to this week, I think definitely the infighting is something that Michael and Brittany absolutely want to try to stoke to get those groups going after one another so that they can play the middle. And I think that is, you know, what they need to do, as AJ alluded to, in order to make it further in the game.
And full stop, I feel like Monty might be the only person who could beat Michael at this point in time. So Michael wanting Monty out of this game makes perfect sense to me. Like, baby boy, win the game. Like, don't care about us. You go win.
Let's go back to Joseph in this episode, where we got to see a little bit more of what Joseph was thinking. He is thinking that, you know, it would be best for Taylor long term. She needs to be able to hide herself. And what better way, as Terrence is waiting for to see what move is she going to make next? The ultimate way that'll really throw Terrence off is, what if she puts Monty or Joseph up on the block, but Monty will get mad? So Joseph will do it himself. Okay, we got now with Joseph's diary room. Maggie, is this making any more sense what Joseph is trying to do here?
What he's trying... So Joseph is making a master play to hide his close allegiance with Taylor from the most dangerous player in the house.
Named
DJ
him.
Showtime.
Yeah.
So that's what we figured out tonight, that mm-hmm. he's so concerned about Terrence and his thoughts, which mm-hmm. we understand now that we saw Terrence's performance in that veto competition and all of his political sway within the house, how he can just wrap everybody around his finger. He just goes, wow, 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 wow. And everybody, you know, comes running. He really is very, very nervous about Terrence figuring him out.
Yeah.
Okay. They just want to do karaoke in the future. Okay. They just don't want to burn that bridge. All right. Mm-hmm. They need that there. This was absolutely wild. This was the day I covered up feeds too. So I got to see all of this play out in glory. And Joseph just like all of a sudden is like, yes, I need to go up. Of course we need to save face. It was like process of elimination going the wrong way down the path. But part of it also is it's going to save face with the women, but the women are really close to Joseph. So in what way they're just going to be mad at Taylor because Joseph is on the block. And also, they were just pitching that Joseph needs to be close to Taylor, so because they have a fomance, but now she's going to put him on the block. There were so many logical fallacies mm-hmm. going on here. It was just wild to follow.
Well, not to mention that, okay, this whole plan is to throw off Terrence, who they're going to put Joseph up on the block to be the pawn to send Terrence up. So why do you have to confuse Terrence? He's going home on Thursday. What if he has the rest of the week to really pick up all the pieces? He's too close.
Is this a jury management? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Taylor was going to be shocked. Oh, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're onto something, Rob. Maybe Joseph doesn't want him to rescind the karaoke invite. Maybe he's got all his songs picked out. And
it is very difficult to get on karaoke anywhere. Yes.
Yeah, it's very challenging.
It's very difficult. Yeah. Okay. All right. We pick players for the veto. There's some debate now. Monty and Joseph are thinking like, hey, why are we trying to get Terrence out? Maybe we should get Indy. Indy, who has won checks, notes, zero comps this season. But I guess she could win one more than Terrence could. So let's go after Indy.
I mean, in the wall comp, she was the last of the non-leftovers mm-hmm. on
she
the
came
wall.
In, what, fifth place? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Indy, that scary girl.
Mm-hmm. Scary. I think it's more petty than anything with them wanting India out. They don't like her. They think that she bosses them around and she tells them what to do. And, you know, they're like, DJ Showtime's more fun to hang out with. So yes, that's why they want to kick
it. It's only for Taylor. It's personal against DJ Showtime, right?
Yeah. I mean, yes. I think that everybody else is like, it's a joke. Why are we going after DJ Showtime?
Like, I don't think no one else in Leftovers want him gone. Like, why would we take him out? But also, Joseph should not want Indy gone. Like, I feel like that's a bad read for Joseph. Like, if I was Joseph, Indy's the last person I want out of that thing. If someone's going to take a shot at the Leftovers that's good with Joseph, baby boy, son.
That's why he should want Alyssa gone. I mean, look, Michael and Brittany literally said, if we can make it to the final three with Terrence, we are in the final two chairs. That's their opinion of DJ Showtime.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about this veto comp. Punkaroo. Punkaroo. What is this a playoff of? Bonnaroo? Is that a Bonnaroo? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
It's not really like a rock punk festival. It's like all music. Like, I thought it was going to be the Warped Tour. I don't know why.
They live in tents in Bonnaroo. Like, they live in their cars and tents and stuff.
That'll be next week. Yeah.
Maggie.
Okay.
Do. My brother went.
Yes. Was it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the one thing that he told me that I really took away from it is that they have all porta potties. And after it's like a week. And after like the third day, they run out of toilet paper. So people bring their own toilet paper and literally sell rolls of toilet paper for like $50 to people because they're like all in such a panic.
Oh my God.
We love entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Can you imagine if the COVID toilet paper shortage happened at the same time? As Bonnaroo. Think about how wild that would be.
Baby.
Expensive.
Okay. All right. Just got some entrepreneurs out there heading to Bonnaroo this year. But at Punkaroo, no such TP needed, okay? Because we are going to see the Big Brother contestants get into bouncing a ball down the guitar, and then they'll have to open up the gifts. And so this was like a punk rock theme. Liana, what did you think of all of the looks for the players in the veto competition?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we got to start with Turner's look first.
Yes.
Because, I mean, the painted nails, the lipstick that he was rocking, he really went all out for this. I mean, he kind of looked good in the pants. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was digging the look. Terrifying, but I was digging it. Mm-hmm.
Any other highlights?
Ooh, let's see. I mean, Taylor always looks stunning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kyle's vest.
Fashion
was
don't.
A choice.
Yes.
I have to say, all of the outfits, I think, you know, like, were clearly meant to be punk, but they were giving me like Delia's circa 2007. Like, do you know what Delia's is?
Not Delia's.
Very, very Hot Topic.
No, mm-hmm. I don't even think Hot Topic. I think it was like the edgy part of like Limited 2. Like, they were in hot pink zebra print tops. Mm-hmm. I was like, what's happening here? I think I had something like this when I was 12 years old.
Oh my gosh. That's too funny.
At least Hot Topic had like authentic people in like with like chains and things on their shirts. Like multicolored polka dots.
I'm just going to say, when I worked at Party City, I'm pretty sure we sold some of those clothing.
Yes! It's like out of a Halloween bag. Like,
Big Brother does do most of its shopping at Party City. I mean, this is confirmed. Yeah. In the festival section of this season. Okay. All right. So we're going to get to bounce the ball. And so there's like a guitar and there's space on it. I feel like this is like a new competition. We haven't seen this yet. And so you just like, really, I mean, like you could have like a 3-year-old could have just been in this competition and competing with the actual Big Brother players, just bounce the ball. And so in round one, we saw that. Like, you just have to not get the lowest. And it seems like that Jasmine, for all that we make fun of Jasmine, did figure out like the emergent gameplay before anybody else. Right, Liana?
Yeah, she had that 2-1 point strat down of just those first two frets. Like, just hit those, you're good. That's all you got to do. You just got to beat 0 points. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was long.
Yeah. And so, like, Taylor was in last place, and I don't remember what number she had. And, like, all DJ Showtime had to do was literally not get a zero. And somehow he came up there, and it's like, all he had to do is just like take the ball and just literally just drop just it.
Drop it.
Yeah. And somehow he blew this.
Yep. I mean, but he's the strategic mastermind taking yes. down the leftovers. So
and the are. Guy that might win a competition. That okay, you need him to win the veto.
That's right. Big like red.
In the challenge, you bounced the ball. It looked like he was shooting a basketball when he threw. And I was like, what is this? This is the incorrect. This is the wrong comp. This is the wrong game.
Okay. So he ends up getting the ink. Does he get ink 182?
He gets the veto.
The first one. Yeah. He gets the veto. Then we get Indy. She gets the zero. She gets the ink 182. Switches it. We'll find out what Ink 182 looks like in tomorrow's episode. They start calling Terrence, I noticed, in the diary room. Indy is calling him Sweet Tea. Maggie, is this just an Indy thing, or is this a nickname that has caught on in the house?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I kind of switch away from appearances on them because he's pretty irrelevant.
Yeah.
So I actually don't know.
Sweet Tea. Is he that sweet?
He's very unsweetened.
No. He's unsweetened tea.
Yeah.
Also, he's from Chicago, right? Is Sweet Tea big in Chicago? I don't I just see more of the South.
Okay. The chat is saying they call him Sweet Tea. Occasionally, I feel like that Jasmine had to have said something to do with this.
I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of course, Jasmine will be up to something.
All right. In round three, Taylor is out. Taylor ends up getting the trip to London. This is important. I feel like that we get this a lot on The Amazing Race. Has anybody ever like documented their Big Brother trips? Like you get, it's very vague. London trip. Like this could be in a 5-star resort or you're going to a hostel. Has anybody ever like done any sort of like research? Like do they actually get the trips? Is it like a Price is Right? They just get a cash value.
I don't know. And, you know, I was thinking about that when, and not to jump ahead, but when Jasmine traded $5,000 for the trip, I was like, girl, with the $5,000, you can go on two trips, you know, like, and that's untaxed too, because it's under $10,000. Like that's just $5,000 that you'll get in your stipend. Like take the money. You can take your husband and your mom to England with you.
And you don't even know what England is. So you can go somewhere, you know.
Yeah. You don't even know anything about it. Yeah.
I mean, actually, Alyssa is the one who, you know, is bad at geography. So I think she really needed the lesson the most, probably, out of all of them.
Yes. Okay. I did see in the chat, Heidi says, Scotty from BB20 documented his trip. He had a horrible time. LOL.
I'm not surprised.
Yes. Okay.
Feels like Scotty.
Yes. Okay. I do think that famously, Scotty. Yes, Scotty doesn't know on a Euro trip, I think also, by the way. All right.
Excuse me.
All right. Then, Taylor, she has the trip. Okay. Now, we end up with in round four. Okay. We have Alyssa. She goes out again. Jasmine, just master strategist. She's just dropping the ball. Okay. Here comes Alyssa. And now she ends up getting the skid and fancy punishment. She has a choice. What does she do? Does she take the veto? Or she starts looking at Taylor, who says,
get a glitter shower, baby. And remember, I have a replacement knob.
Remember, I do have a replacement knob.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying I know a threat when I hear one.
Yeah. Oh. You have a replacement nom? Bet.
Like, pause. I love boldness. I love it when they're both. You want to? I love it.
I mean, I don't even know.
Bet, try something. Try me, baby girl. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if you consider that like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It was like, I have a replacement nom.
Yeah. She literally said, do not take it. I will put you on the block.
It would be like kind of iconic if Alyssa went into the DR and was like, yeah, she said that, but my boyfriend's about to win the veto and I can tell him not to use it. Like that would, I would be like, this is giving me everything. But she was in the DR and she was like, uh-oh, I think I might have made a mistake. And I was like, yeah. Girl.
Yeah. She
Come
says
on, think,
later
think.
In the episode, she does say,
I'm starting to wonder if taking away a trip to London from the HOH and giving her a punishment might have just cost me my game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair question to ask.
Started?
Was that wrong?
Just started? What, if it might take your game? So many questions.
Like, pause. Taylor drew this girl to play in the competition.
Yeah.
And then she's going to be like, you know what? You get a punishment for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I didn't even think about that. That was Taylor's house guest choice. Oh my gosh. That's even worse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that goodness. Frowned upon to take your trip and give you a punishment? Because I don't know who I could be, it's chained up to anybody. You know,
is that a social faux pas?
Yeah. Know. Yeah. Even though I literally am attached to a man in the house that without this punishment, got to take the trip. Got to do it. Okay.
You saw Kyle go like, don't do it, though. So maybe that's all she needed. Don't take the punishment.
Maybe. Okay.
Like, Kyle might have been like, that's enough when he saw those two people together. So she was like, I don't want him feeling that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she does it. She's going bold, a little disrespectful. It's called, Monty. Like we go to commercial, we come back. Monty still can't believe it. Yeah.
He is flabbergasted. Mm-hmm. Well, flummoxed.
Well, in Monty's defense, it's Wednesday and I still can't believe it.
Yeah. I mean, this was so much worse than it was reported of like,
yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's the thing is we heard about it. Like, what? Come on. It can't be. And then, it is that bad. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think that the worst part was that Alyssa was like doing like the cutesy thing where she was like, I think I'm going to, were you being serious about the replacement? Mm-hmm. And Taylor's like, yes.
Yes.
I'm being serious.
Yes.
Yes.
She's like, I think I'm going to do it anyways. And it's like, Taylor's not that. Your man's over there, girl. Mm-hmm. Wipe the smile off your face.
Okay.
But yeah, Monty was like, who does that?
Yeah, Monty has not been this animated the whole season. He really was.
Yes. That's-
Okay.
Monty is secretly really funny. Mm-hmm. Like they don't show it very much on the show, but on the feeds.
Remember,
really
he did those
funny.
Impressions, Liana.
Oh, yes, of course. How could one forget my favorite? Bring those back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Last round. All right. Now, here's the thing now. Now, Jasmine has to actually throw the ball here. And so ultimately, Kyle is going to win out on this round. Jasmine has an interesting opportunity. Do you take the $5,000 cash or do you take the trip to London? What do you think, the veto?
I mean, the taking the veto part, at least she had the logic of like, well, I don't want to take it from my ally, because even though Kyle has absolutely the opportunity to take it, Indy will take that as a slight, I'm sure, from Jasmine. So smart to leave that alone. But then, you know, you really got to do the maths on this one. And I think that Jasmine did not to calculate the value of a London trip versus $5,000.
But Liana, London has tea.
Yeah, what were all of her little Jasmine-isms when it came to her impersonating the Brits? I don't remember, but they were all terrible.
I just don't trust the cheapest show on television to plan my international travel. Like, you'll be flying Spirit Air in steerage with 9 connections taking you to London, England, where you'll be staying on a Greyhound bus.
Yes, I've always wanted to fly Frontier internationally.
Right. Take the cash. Take the sure thing here.
Yeah, they've gotten you a tent.
I also think that like there is a world where Jasmine, if she really wanted the veto, like can haggle with Kyle for it. you know, but like Jasmine doesn't have that foresight. That's something that like Angela did to Tyler in Big Brother 20. Mm-hmm. You know, like two very good Big Brother players. Like, this is just not the level. Like, she can't even figure out that perhaps the money is worth more than the trip. Mm-hmm. Which, like, I do think it's cool that she was like, I've never been out of the country. I want to go out of the country. Like, absolutely. Big fan of international travel. But, like, you could do that, all that and more probably with your and fly Delta instead of Frontier.
Well, I mean, she can't figure out how to use her cane either. So, you know, I don't know why we would put that past her. Cause she, I don't know if you guys have watched her use it. One, either she just walks like holding it and not putting any weight on it, or she does the opposite thing where she's supposed to put, it's supposed to alleviate the weight right on the bad foot, but she like uses it the wrong way. Oh man.
Mm-hmm. I just saw her in the pool. The cane.
Oh, and in the pool that with the cane. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's where you need it most, as we all know. Mm-hmm. That's
fine. Mm-hmm. Incredible. Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, emergent gameplay. Jasmine. She's figuring out new things all the time. Okay. All right. And so ultimately, Jasmine takes the cash, and then Kyle is going to get the veto, giving the punk guitard to Indy. And so it is set. Taylor says Alyssa just made the dumbest move of the season. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and then get to everybody talking about what happened. Kyle and Alyssa are going to talk it over. AJ, talk about like, do you think I made the wrong call there?
Nah. Mm-hmm. You didn't make, as a Big Brother Superman yourself, as you noted, you never take away, you know, a prize from the HOH. The prizes are just temptations. You always take the veto as a Big Brother Super fan.
Right.
So she obviously did not make a mistake by taking the trip from the HOH.
Alyssa is really beating herself up. She's really upset because her mom is going to be very disappointed in her.
My mom was probably so mad that I took a freaking
the trip.
Yeah.
Alyssa, do not worry. Your mom is not even thinking about this. This is not even why your mom is going to be mad at you.
And not the only mom. She's disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah. Mom is going to be much more disappointed to hear about your floater game.
Yes. Ah, yes. The butterfly floater game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Emergent gameplay, Rob. Emergent gameplay.
This is going to be a drop in the bucket for mom. She's not even worried about this.
Yeah. Okay? That's a good play on words, Rob. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, the leftovers are talking. And again, I love this from Monty.
Oh, that was a blunder.
Yeah. Blunder.
Yeah, blunder. Good way to describe it.
It was blunder. Taryn has this sound on his soundboard of Monty when they found out that like somebody reported to Monty, I can't even remember who, that Nicole was like absolutely going to use, or Daniel was absolutely going to use the veto when he was HOH to backdoor Nicole. Mm-hmm. And Monty goes, their loss. Mm-hmm. I always just think of that when I think of the Monty sound clips from this season. So good. Mm-hmm. Monty's thinking of Alyssa, her loss.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're all talking about it. Okay, well, maybe we should put Alyssa up on the block after this. Can you believe what she did? And it does seem as though in that conversation, you know, Joseph and Monty and Taylor are all talking about it. This is a good, like, got to put her up there. Who does that? We have the justification to do it. Mm-hmm. Michael, very, very much against it. Michael coming in hot.
Hearing that Taylor now wants to target Alyssa because Alyssa took her prize in the veto competition is stupid. I think it's very rash and emotional and not a smart move at all.
I don't know. I thought it was a good idea. Now you have a justification to put her on the block, no?
Yeah, I don't know who Michael is talking for, if it's stupid for Taylor. I mean, in the big picture, if Taylor had played this week a little bit better, you pull in Kyle and Alyssa, you promise them both safety and build a relationship with them, but that didn't happen. So now we're sort of in this weird situation, but Michael should be thrilled because this works out really well for him.
Yeah. I mean, is that the worst thing for Taylor if Alyssa was to go up on the block? I guess would she not go home against Terrence? Would that be the issue?
Well, I mean, I think they would. The idea would be to send Alyssa home.
Yeah, send her home. Control the votes. And then Kyle has nowhere else to go. I feel like that wouldn't be such a terrible move.
I don't think Alyssa goes over Terrence though. I think Alyssa stays.
Michael wants Alyssa to be, he wants Alyssa and Kyle to be seen as a bigger pair than him and Brittany. Mm-hmm. And he wants to work with them as a pair because that's, if you're seen as a very visible pair, the best thing you can do is link up with another visible pair. Mm-hmm. So he wants Alyssa to stay around for that reason. He doesn't want her to go yet. He wants her to stay around and for Kyle to take a shot at the other side and then for him and Brittany to scurry over to the other side for them to take a shot back at Kyle. So I don't think that Kyle wants Alyssa to go because he wants that plan to play out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just don't think it was such a dumb move for Taylor to potentially, I understand he's like, oh, that doesn't work for my game, but I don't know why to say that it was a dumb move for her.
But I think if Michael wanted this war to start, putting up Alyssa, that's the way to start this leftover war. Kyle's going to be mad at you. I don't think Jasmine's going to take out Alyssa. Michael and Brittany could be like, well, we're siding with Kyle over this one, but we still like you and stuff like that. Like, I can see like them getting away with this and starting a war with a fracture with them. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, if I remember correctly, Michael wanted Indy and Terrence to stay, right? Because that's like their ideal final four is to have Brittany and then those two. So I believe he did want Alyssa gone. This house has flip-flops so many times. I can barely
keep track. The start of the week, they was like even Brittany was like, Alyssa needs the person to be go. That's what Brittany was like pushing at the beginning of the week. Let me tell you something, Liana. It'll be nice if you can get to the end with Terrence and Andy. That would be such a nice thing. Wouldn't that be lovely? Throw Jasmine in the mix.
Yeah.
That'd be such a great idea. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't want that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Only the viewers and the live feed watchers, but other than that. Yeah.
Don't play for us.
Okay. So ultimately, Taylor says a couple times, she's a little proud of herself of that. Mm-hmm. Oh, Alyssa, you wanted a trip to London. Well, you're getting a trip to the jury house. How about that?
That was a good line.
It gave the same energy as the stinger for Terrence also that was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take a shot pointed directly at you. She's gotten good at those sort of like bait and switch kind of lines.
She's good. She's good. All right. And that was it. And then they said, tune in tomorrow. They also asked, will Kyle choose his lover or the leftovers? Like, whoa, announcer guy. That escalated quickly.
Lover.
He's hinting to what's going to come tomorrow night.
I get very quickly. Yeah.
In about 10 seconds.
For sure. Yeah. His lover or the leftovers.
I mean, honestly, I feel bad for clowning on Kyle for this. I genuinely would feel worse. Mm-hmm. But Kyle's the one who keeps talking about it on the live feeds. The words are coming from Kyle's mouth. Mm-hmm. I can't feel bad on him for getting clowned when he is the one who keeps bringing it up, you know? Mm-hmm.
Keep it on down low. Listen. Mm-hmm. Listen. Besides that time that Alyssa told Turner, keep on down low. We don't even know anything else.
Yeah. How much of that do you think we will see? Will we get sort of like them go into the room and like turn the lights off? Do you think that we will get will it be I'm not even talking about in any sort of graphic way. Will we get a Kyle and Alyssa rendezvous on the episode on Thursday night?
I think we're going to get a Kyle and Alyssa segment. I don't think we're going to get a rendezvous.
Okay. Just sort of establish the showmance.
Yeah. Maybe that situation when they was finally boyfriend and girlfriend, we might get that. But I don't think we're going to get the act.
Okay. I don't think we'll get that.
We can't get that. Yeah. We can't get that.
Yeah.
Look, this isn't a streaming service, okay?
It is on at 9 o'clock on Thursday, AJ, that we're not in the 8 o'clock hour anymore.
That is true. Mm-hmm. I think, if anything, we're going to get that classic, like, fade to the moon sound effects in the background kind of thing that they usually like to do. I could see something like that. But I don't know. Like, the hashtag Stop Protecting Kyle is trending.
Oh, no.
Trend for multiple reasons. So I'm just saying.
I have a theory, though. Like, they have been very forward on the show about the fact that Kyle is incredibly horny for Alyssa.
Yes.
And, like, in ways that I was like, oh, my God, are they showing this? Like, they had him do that whole DR session about him, like, thinking of other things other than, like, Alyssa to not be excited. You know, like, I feel like they might give, you know, like, some, obviously no clip of it, but like, they will definitely, I think, contextualize it for the audience that there was some hanky panky that did go on a pool float. If I believe,
like, a slow dissolve to, like, fireworks erupting
sound effects quickly. Full force. Yes.
Yeah. All right, so much to unpack from Thursday night's episode. Be sure we'll have that at 11:15 p.m. Eastern time. Should we dig into some questions or hit the live feed button?
I'll say questions, but I'm also impressed that we got to an hour.
Yeah, look at us. Look at us. Okay.
Well, I think we have been talking about the live feeds already.
Yeah. All right. So, like, let's officially bring in at this point any updates from the live feeds as we head into a very interesting Thursday night here on Big Brother 24.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler.
This warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Okay. All right. What's going on? Anything?
Taylor and Joseph are chained. Kyle and Alyssa have had multiple confirmed coitus sessions.
Multiple.
More than one.
Yeah.
Like, are we up to daily?
Yeah, they've done it now three times, I believe. And from Kyle's mouth, each time only lasts about 10 seconds. So,
yes.
We're not up to 15 yet?
No.
You know.
Not at the moment.
I mean, look, it's reps versus the amount that you're, you know, the load amount. Like, all of that matters when you're trying to build up your stamina.
It's a very tiring 10 seconds.
Kyle, my favorite quote, I think, of the entire season is going to be Kyle saying, "We just had sexual intercourse for 10 seconds." So it's going on my quote board. I think that's my personal favorite.
That was a blunder.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It also feels like very personal, like vulnerable things that he's saying to Alyssa, like, about his performance or, like, in front of him, like, that we're watching on the feeds. I'm like, Kyle, stop. Stop talking. Like, stop. I was like, oh my gosh, like, you don't want the world to hear you say these things about yourself and about you being intimate. Like, oh my gosh, this is too much. It's too much.
Yes, AJ. Yeah,
go ahead, AJ.
I'm bringing this strategy. So I don't know if you got something funny to say, Liana.
Yes.
He wants to talk about it, you know? And so props to him for being open on national television as a choice. But, you know, at least he's being authentically himself.
Like, I will say, Alyssa being open with it as well. The fact that she told Turner, like, I think Turner was one person that was like, okay, well, Alyssa going on the block. But after Alyssa, like, spread that information to him, I think that was one of the reasons, like, oh, wait, hold up, pause. Wait a minute. I don't think we should use the veto now and put Alyssa up.
That is, like, very dramatic. If they did choose to tell this story about how, okay, like, the leftovers are plotting to put her up on the block. Meanwhile, these two consummate their relationship. And then there he is being asked to then turn around and, you know, be a party to backdooring her after.
That's kind of wild, right?
Like
evil. Yeah.
That's evil behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Like you can't do that.
So the other leftovers didn't know, right? Turner's the only one who knew because Alyssa told him. So, they have no contact for this. But I'm sure Kyle in his mind as well is like, oh my God, I just slept with her. I can't put her on the
block. Yeah.
It's a mess.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So
there's a good reason why they were going back and forth for hours on end. Like, you can't do it, Kyle.
Yeah.
So. I mean, no wonder he pushed back so hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He should have.
He's pushing too hard. Yeah.
Yes.
Pushing real hard.
Yeah.
I have to imagine that we're going to get this on the Thursday episode, because the whole back and forth that the conversations the leftovers were having about Kyle has to use the veto. They're upset with Kyle by not using the veto. Michael and Brittany are in the middle. They're telling Kyle one thing. They're telling Taylor something else. I'm sure all of that is going to come out, you know, as things come out in the Thursday episode.
Yeah.
Like, when Turner's basically like, yo, they've gotten closer, I can see them like putting that like soundbite in the episode.
So then let's just talk about the vote. Okay. Indy is going out and this is going to be unanimous. Is anybody going to vote to keep Indy?
Like, I think there's many people who would like to throw a vote to Indy. Like, Michael is talking about how he didn't want Indy to go out unanimously. Joseph is talking about how he would like the vote to be split and he would like to vote to keep Indy in the game. So I think there's a lot of forces that would like to throw and keep votes to keep Indy, which is like enough for Indy to stay. As you saw like earlier today on the live feeds, like Indy's like prying like, where are my votes at? And people are like, I have to, and he's like, I have to vote if y'all just commit and stuff. So I think Indy could have the votes, which is like also why like it probably should be unanimous. If I was this house guest, it's like, you know what, Indy has too much faith in us. We all need to send our own.
All right.
Yeah, I mean they've talked about a four like Taylor and Joseph and Joseph's mind talked about a 4-4 split and all of that kind of stuff. There's some shenanigans today with, you know, Alyssa and Jasmine and Brittany about whether or not they are going to keep her or not. I mean, there's 8 people voting. So 4 people forces a tie. So theoretically, if Indy thinks that she has Alyssa, Jasmine, Michael, and Brittany, that's 4, which would force Taylor to, Taylor to break a tie, which, yeah, is as AJ talked about, it's probably going to be 8-0.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Okay. We might get 1 or 2. I mean, this is also the start of the house guests having to contend with jury management. And so I think that's really playing in the background when it comes to the sympathy votes. Michael, especially, is really pushing for wanting to give a sympathy vote. So we'll see if that's something that he ends up going through with.
Okay. Anything else interesting of note happen in the last 24 hours or so that we should mention heading into Thursday?
Jasmine's birthday,
yes.
Happened.
Yes.
And she made everybody say 2 things.
Yes.
About her that they liked. One of Turner's was, I think his 2 were that I like that you were my festy bestie, and I like that you are the way you are.
Okay. Good.
Classic.
Good. Yes. Yeah.
The best was when Turner was in the backyard and he was like, Jasmine asked me what I'm getting her for her birthday, as though I can just like run to Walmart.
Yeah, there was a cam on Turner. It was beautiful.
Okay. All right. Let's take some questions from our listeners. Then if you have questions in the chat, go ahead and ask them and we can also bring those into the show. Okay. Let's start off with a question. This is from Joseph, but not in the house. Taylor Stan said the edit was crazy. They're upset that Taylor was made into a villain. Did we think that Taylor was made into a villain tonight? I didn't get that.
No. Like maybe in over her head. Like, I saw that from this edit, but like not like a villain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, she was like being like the fun villainess in the DR, where it's like, well, I'll give you a reason. Like, I'm sending DJ Showtime to the jury house. Like, she was she was playing that up a little bit, but like, no, I not a villain the way that like Daniel was the villain.
Yes, hold on. Is Daniel sending in questions to the show now that he's out of the house. Daniel, nice try, buddy. Okay. All right.
Oh, Taylor's getting—they're getting their comeuppance now that Taylor has power. Like, oh, don't stand in my way, Terrence. You're going down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The pre-jury group chat must have sent out the link, because now this next question is from Pooch. What are the chances they split the house by gender if a guy leaves this week? That doesn't sound like something Big Brother would do.
They only have four women.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So let's see.
Taylor, let's say.
Wait, pause. It is going home.
I would say that sounds like no. That sounds like no. Okay.
Yeah.
Then Jazz Boot spotted quite a few highlighted Lay's bags. Do you think they're finally sponsoring? Yes. Have you been on Twitter today?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
With that Lay's money.
Did you see that Lay's came out today and then said how, yes, they're rooting for Taylor?
Well, as they should be.
I mean, what took you so long?
Listen,
how many meetings do they have to have about this?
Yes, believe me, the actual social media person has known for weeks. Okay, you just have to go through all the red tape to actually tweet about it.
Yes,
like he had to fill out file number one, all right, two, let's three.
Yes, okay. This is Lay's responded us every Wednesday, only tuning in to see our girl Taylor. Hey, newsflash, Lay's, the show's on three times a week. They're a little slow over at Lay's. Okay.
Not that's Big funny. Brother fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Three times. Yeah. Okay.
Only on Wednesdays.
Yes. Okay. That's been the problem. They're only watching on Wednesdays.
Listen, mm-hmm. Wednesday's getting that Lay's bump now, though.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. Sam says another one. And then only jumping in to say we're Team Taylor. Okay. All right. All right. Well, God forbid you say anything else.
Yeah. Only on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. If you search Lay's and GIFs, Taylor's in there. So just saying.
Okay.
Big time.
All right. And then another question from a listener. Do you think that because Taylor was ostracized and then uses a pawn, she's trying too hard to please everyone? I don't know. I wouldn't say that that's what's going on.
I think she like really trusts her friends. Like mm-hmm. people were so mean to her at the mm-hmm. beginning, like ruthless to her, that the leftovers, like they were the first people in the house who were nice to her, who would speak to her. So she's still taking them at face value. And she, I think, really thinks of them as her friends, and she's choosing to trust her friends this mm-hmm. week.
Like, let's not forget, like, Taylor, the first week was a woman who would enter the room and then everyone would leave. Like, Taylor would be, like, by herself, isolated, alone. And, like, I feel like Brittany was one of the few people, if not the only person, to, like, actually, like, show Taylor the time of day. So, and I think it is her trying to please Brittany and please Michael and these other people who are, like, she was supposed to be gone week one, week two, week three, but these people banded to get her to fight for her and stuff like that. So I can see her being like, I'm here and in this position because of these people. I don't want to upset them all. But like, here's the issue. Taylor has an agenda. Michael and Brittany has a different one. Joseph has a different one. Monty has a different one. And Turner has a different one. Like, this is not a group that you can please. Mm-hmm. And so do Kyle. Kyle's up somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, Taylor is incredibly trusting in general. So first of all, yes, as Maggie says, the leftovers, of course, that's why she was like, yeah, it's totally fine if I put Monty and Turner on the block because they're my BFFs and it's totally fine. They're not going to feel any type of way about it. But then also look at the way that she treats the people who have treated her terribly, right? I mean, originally Terrence was her target and then Indy, yeah, maybe I guess she could go when Indy and Terrence have, you know, both really been like mm-hmm. talking so bad about her. So I think she really wants to see the best in people, I think. And that has hampered her gameplay a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Let's take some more questions from the chat. Okay.
Ooh.
Let's see. Okay. How about, all right. Rain X says that Michael told Brittany he's casting a pity vote for Indy. Do you think that Indy could get enough pity votes that we see a 4-4 split vote? Boy, I feel like Taylor would like that, breaking the tie on TV.
She's been
fun.
Well, she's all about the making good TV, especially after Daniels. Like,
absolutely zero stakes between, you know, break the tie for Terrence and Indy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And she would send out Terrence in that spot, right? And she'd get to keep Indy. I think that'd be a good move spot for her.
But I think it depends on whatever Joseph says, to be honest. But that's, maybe what she should do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. How about this one from Ryan, who wants to know, who do we think is in most danger in this split house? Does anybody have any very, very strong feelings about who is in a very precarious position when the house gets split 5-5?
Jasmine.
You think so?
I think people are sick and tired of Jasmine. They're done with this woman. Like, pause. Rob, this woman has a cane.
Yes.
She has a freaking cane. She had not won a competition. She called Joseph foolish this episode when she has no idea what's happening. Like, but I think so many people are just sick and tired of her. They just want to send her home. Like, she's like several people started. Like, how many people this week in the left house was like pushing for Jasmine to go home? And by the grace of Taylor, Jasmine's not even on the block. So
the only thing is that I feel like that maybe if this was like a week where like, okay, one of the leftovers won, I think that she actually is helped by this a little bit because I almost feel like that unless it's just like she gets really unlucky with a group, because we see this with Survivor where, okay, now we're in the small group. Okay. Maybe it's like, something that I have the chance to take a shot that I might not normally have the shot to take. There could be pressure of like, if I don't take the shot now, I may not get the chance to do it. I only need two votes here. I think that she like, and maybe she like, I'm putting the jinx on her now, but I kind of feel like that we might see some bigger shots taken than Jasmine.
Like, here's why I don't think we're going to see that. Because Michael and Brittany do not want to be the person to take the shots. Neither don't want to take the shot that causes the official end of the leftovers. And meanwhile, you have Turner, you have Taylor, you have Monty and Joseph. None of them is like wanting to take a shot right now. Like which makes the only person that's actively willing to take a shot at the leftovers, this next HOH, is Kyle and Alyssa. And so I feel like in that situation, you have to have them in separate houses and you have them both win HOH in that scenario. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's going to happen. Like, the odds of that happening are, like, low.
I mean, I think part of it obviously depends on how it breaks down. I think, though, it could be a little tough for the leftovers if they get split up. And, like, let's say, you know, you got Terrence on one side, you got Jasmine on the other. I just really think that the expectation is going to be there that those two people are the ones who are sent home. And I'm just not sure. I mean, even we're seeing Brittany and Michael talk about, like, we have to stay unified enough to take out Jasmine next week. So at least even in terms of the way that they're thinking going into next week, it's like we have to take out Jasmine. Also, they're contemplating a double, like a traditional double eviction as well. So maybe they're thinking to take the first shot there, but that's not going to come.
I would like to see Brittany and Michael split up here, and not that either of them would be voted out, but I would like to see them both. Like, I want to see Brittany like play the game like on her own for a week, like not with Michael as a sounding board, and see what see Michael solo. Like, I think you might see like people like, oh, I became like closer with this person this week, and now you're all back together. So I really am very excited about this twist. I know that we
what is it that Tyson says about tribe swaps and stuff in Survivor.
You did it, guys.
Shocker, bro. Yeah. I think the thing is about letting fate decide, right?
He always says that whatever old alliances he had don't matter once he's getting the new tribe.
Right, yeah. After you swap, forget about your old alliance. Your alliance is who you're with right now. That's, that you can't be worried about like what was going on at the old tribe, because you don't even know if you're ever going to get back together and see those people.
Mm-hmm. Like you don't even know what's going to happen under Earth situation. Look at the last season of Survivor. Drea and them had like one plan going in, and then they saw what happened on the other thing. It was like, dang, was not expecting that to happen. Now I got to switch up. Mm-hmm. So you cannot be playing as if like the other side is on the same page as y'all. Yeah. So I understand that 100%. But also, I really would like to see Brandy by herself. I think Brandy's a really capable game player. I think she's currently in Michael's shadow, and I like to see her shine. Like, I think she's really good at this.
Mm-hmm. I quite like Brittany, but like feels like one day a week, she just has like the most chaotic gameplay. and she's been doing it since week one. So I don't know.
That I hope it's not on Wednesday when Lays is watching.
I know, right? Don't want to screw up. Okay.
Okay. Anything else, BB24, that we want to talk about here tonight?
The only other thing I can think of that I had was for Jasmine. I mean, part of the logic of getting her out is also that she just like annoys everybody. Like she cut a watermelon.
Yes.
And like managed to cut her own watermelon, but then used weaponized incompetence the whole time to pretend like she couldn't cut it. And then Monty gave her a sharper knife and then she still pretended like she couldn't do it. And then Monty just walked away and was like, have fun. They're all so over her. So I think that honestly, that personal stuff could really play into next week. Who knows?
If Turner wins HOH and she's on his side, he is doing everything in his power to make sure she goes home. He's trying to win the veto. He's literally threatening everybody within an inch of their life. He's like, we are sending Jasmine home.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, Jasmine should be the Victoria this season. Jasmine should be dragged to the very end. Like, if that tells you how incapable she is at this game, like, she's about to be, like, if a lot of people have it their way, she's the second juror when she should be in second place because she can't beat nobody. Not a soul can she beat on that jury. No, they don't like her enough or respect her enough to win the game.
She big brained that comp though today.
You know what? Oh. She almost, yeah, she did it.
Strategist.
Yes.
You know what? I take that my words.
One other note heading into tomorrow. Don't be surprised when you turn on Big Brother on Thursday night and see the return of a live studio audience for the eviction for the first time since Big Brother 21. How about that?
I'm excited. I think this is such an interesting point to do it at, though. Like, you know, why now?
Why now?
It's so weird.
Yeah. And you know what's going to be really wild is, you know how the house guests, like, leave the door open? That they are going to freak the F out. I mean, and maybe they'll hear, like noise and, like, commotion out there. But they, that is going to be a shock for the house guests when they peek out the door. And then also, like, when Indy comes out, like, it's going to be... although Indy may not know. I guess she's looked out the wall, out the door before, but... that'll be very fun for the live show coming up on Thursday.
It's going to be fun. Okay. I'm excited.
All right.
I wonder if we're going to get any booing.
I don't think that anybody has been booed since BB16. I think they tell people to cheer. So I don't think we're going to get the boos for Indy.
Okay.
I don't think for Indy.
Yeah, maybe last week.
Daniel.
Maybe last week.
Last week we might have got the boost.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. Of course, you know what's coming up here by this point in the season. Tomorrow, check out Taryn live, 11 a.m. Eastern. And then we will be live at a special time, 11:15 p.m. Eastern time for the 2-hour episode recap. Okay. And then, of course, plenty of other stuff going on all weekend long. On Friday, I'll have the BBQ&A with Taryn. On Monday, we had the chance to catch up with the amazing Hannah Chadha. Taryn and I talked with Chadha that we were live for the Patrons of Robin's podcast, but that podcast is now up for everybody to check out. Talk through what Hannah is seeing, talked about some of her recent exit interviews that she's done, what she thinks about the twist, and much more in a very fun catching up with Hannah Chadha up at robinswebsite.com. Then, okay. Oh, it's another exciting night of the challenge. We'll be checking that out after we get off the podcast tonight. Check this out. How about this? With no Ally Lasher this week, Brian Cohen is joined by Kirsten McInnes and Jenny Autumn. Check out the episode 7 challenge recap. Brian Cohen and I will also have an exit interview with whoever is kicked off of the challenge tonight. Those have been very fun to do all season long. So check those out at robinswebsite.com. Okay. Speaking of Jenny Autumn, we were joined by my old friend, Josh Wiggler, for the latest week of Claim to Fame. We got some more clues to what's going on. It was very fun to get Josh's reaction to all of Claim to Fame on a very fun episode of that podcast up at robsthewebsite.com. And then over on 90 Day Fiance, I got Puya was so kind to call me up and have me join him to talk about part one of the tell all. And it was a wild night. I had a lot of fun with Puya.
Did they all get married?
Yes. All the couples got married. They're all there for the 90 Day Fiance tell all. Check that out in the 90 Day Fiance podcast feed at robswebsite.com/90day feed. And then over on post show recaps, I joined Josh Wiggler for a couple of podcasts over on post show recaps this week, including a preview that I did for the return of Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon. Check out what Josh and I had to talk about and what we are expecting, because I'm the one. Look, Josh is all in on the Game of Thrones. You know this. I'm the one that's a little bit of like, all right, Game of Thrones. Let me see what you have. I haven't bought in yet. All right. But I'll be returning for Game of Thrones coverage. One of the many post-show recaps coverage podcast covering Game of Thrones over there. Okay. And then, of course, check out everything we have going on the RHAP Patreon. This past Monday, they're saying it was the wildest episode of the slop of all time with Jacob Jones this week, and they would be correct. Then, of course, check out what Taryn and I have to say in the BBQ&A. We have been doing BB alumni interviews as well that are live for the patrons, plus the Patreon 5 for 5, and access to our patron community on Facebook and Discord. All that and much more when you become a part of the greatest reality TV community in the world at robswebsite.com/patron. All right. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast at robhaswebsite.com/subscribe. All right. AJ, what's coming up for you?
I have a podcast talking about Pretty Little Liars titled Two Can't Keep a Secret. This past week, we dropped the season one finale. That was fun. So we have all of season one under our belt, getting ready to start up season two, which is going to be a good time. Me and the great Jay Debro. And you can also follow me on Twitter at @DuckKidNorris. And that's where I'll retweet any podcast that I'm on.
AJ, incredible job tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah. You were on fire.
Listen, I had thoughts. Y'all kept me on the shelf, and as soon as I came up, I was like, I'm ready to explode.
No. Okay.
poor choice of words, AJ.
Bad words.
Yes. Okay. All right. Liana, what's coming up for you?
Well, first you can follow me on Twitter at @LianaRHAP, and I am full into the Big Brother season. So this is my gig right now. That and science, you know, just yes. A little mitosis on the side, mitochondria is a powerhouse of the cell and all that. So
sure thing. Liana, it's been nice to have you on so many recaps this season.
It's been an absolute blast. I'm having fun keeping up with the feeds, and this season is chaotically uncomfortable, but in the best way.
Yeah, it has been a very fun season. I mean, this season has no business being this good from where we started.
That is absolutely correct. 100%. I was bothering Peridium every day being like, make Big Brother content. And 2 days in, I gave up. So the fact that we're here, mm-hmm. you know, I have confidence.
Yeah. I mean, we were 2 weeks in. They said it was the worst season ever. And now I'm like, oh, this might be one of the top five season.
This is really good.
Mm-hmm. If it sticks the landing, it definitely is. Yeah. You know,
I'm excited for a good fun time.
Well, because my thing about a Big Brother season is that I feel like that it gets stale at a certain point. Like I feel like a lot of times, like the first half is fun, and then it gets very predictable and very like you know exactly who's going to be in the final three. And this season has not been that at all. And I think this is the season that has refused to slow down. Let's see if they can keep it up in the second half.
Look at this week. This should have been the easiest, most boring week there was.
Yes.
And thanks to the goddess named Taylor, this was amazing.
Yes. And I think that this is a season where we do not have like any like all time, like great strategists in the house. And no shade to the players in the house, but I feel like that we just do not have anybody who's really dominating the game. And I think that that makes it a very exciting season to watch. And it was my favorite type of Big Brother season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The number of mornings I wake up and the plan is completely changed. I need more fingers and toes.
Yeah.
Like you can just wake up and be like, okay, what mess happened last night?
Mm-hmm. All right. And then Maggie.
Literally.
What? What is coming up for you?
What is coming up for me? We recorded a podcast that will come out sometime soon.
Yeah, I think that tomorrow. It will be, I think it's going to be coming out Friday. Because I think I try to find a night that we don't have another podcast coming out. So we have Big Brother coming out on Thursday. So probably Friday night. So it'll be up for the weekend.
Check it out. We recorded another. Can I tell them what it is?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, another Outwit, Outplay, Outlist with Rob and Mike Bloom and I. So it was really, really fun. We had a fantastic time. I laughed so hard, I literally cried. It was awesome.
You wanted to tell them what we're listing?
Yeah, we're listing iconic Survivor food moments.
Ooh. Okay.
So we had an awesome time. And I've been talking all about Big Brother this season. I'm on updates a lot. I did the roundtable last week. I'm here in the Big Brother streets.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, having a good summer.
Yeah. All right. It's a great Wednesday when you get the podcast for 4.5 hours with Maggie Morgan. All right.
Are you sick of me yet?
No. Okay. All right. Thank you all so much for joining us here tonight. I thought this was a great recap. We made something out of nothing here tonight. We'll be back tomorrow for the 2-hour episode in the split house. Enjoy a busy Big Brother Thursday. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.